Well, it's another cold day across the Northeast, and it really feels like a broken record type weather forecast here. The cold weather goes on right through the weekend and through next week, so if you are looking for relief from the cold, you're going to have to buy a plane ticket, and frankly, you're going to have to fly quite a distance because the cold weather extends from Canada into the central and eastern U.S. Now, I will point out that even though it's cold around here, it's not cold everywhere. Much of the rest of the globe is experiencing temperatures that are above normal levels. That happens to be especially true right now in the polar region. So even though it's cold in my backyard and in your backyard, there are other spots on Earth that are warmer than average right now. And it's important to keep that in mind, that things function on a global scale, not just on a local scale. I also would like to point out that even though we're dealing with some cold weather here in the winter, that does not change the fact that global warming is occurring and that 2017 will end up in the top three of warmest years on record. It'll likely end up in the position number two or number three, depending upon exactly how the numbers play out here in the coming days. So we are dealing with the cold weather, and we've had some snow showers as well, especially across the North Country today, and even some slippery accumulations of snow. A few of those flurries will linger into this evening across the north. Otherwise, we're quiet through the first part of the night. It's going to be another cold night, though, as temperatures fall below zero across much of the area, probably right around zero in and around the capital region. Then as we head into tomorrow, a little storm will scoot by to our south. It's likely to bring us a round of some light snow and snow showers as we go through much of the day tomorrow into early tomorrow evening. Accumulations don't look to be that impressive, probably a covering to an inch, maybe two, across much of our area. Amounts will be a little bit heavier for areas near and south of I-84, where I'm expecting about 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. Somebody in that zone could see 4 inches, but I think 4-inch totals are more likely for Long Island and then southeastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and the islands. That storm goes by, and then it drags down even colder weather for Sunday. So tomorrow, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see them because we're on the radio, but tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, and then we see colder weather return on Sunday, and a gusty wind will make it feel very cold. New Year's Eve looks frigid, with temperatures near or below zero, and wind chill values between about 10 and 30 below zero. So if you have plans on Sunday night, you definitely have to prepare for the cold. Now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few evening flurries, lows in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 8 to 14. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of light snow well after midnight, lows in the single digits and teens below zero. And for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, cold with highs in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, increasing clouds and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, highs in the teens to around 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight increasing clouds, low around zero. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, highs in the middle teens. Region-wide on Sunday, it's partly sunny, breezy, and colder, with highs in the single digits to near 10. And on Monday, partly sunny and still cold, with highs in the single digits. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.